Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Bob Casper's father, Billy Casper, a 51-time winner on the PGA Tour, a pair of U.S. Opens, a Masters in 1970, the most successful Ryder Cup player in U.S. Ryder Cup history, a winning captain in 1979, and a locker in the new World Golf Hall of Fame. He was also in the old World Golf Hall of Fame. He's been in the World Golf Hall of Fame for quite some time, but He is on the now recognized superpower row at the new Hall of Fame in Pinehurst.
The superpowers.
Growing up, did you feel like your dad had superpowers, Bob?
I knew he was a good golfer.
You knew he was a good golfer and he was gone a lot. That's what you knew, right?
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. His schedule, he'd be gone 2-3 weeks at a time, and then he'd be home for 2 or 3 weeks as well. And so his idea when he came home was, you know, he'd go to the club and play golf with the boys and that kind of stuff. And then he'd go fishing. And, so we'd go fishing a lot out on the ocean. We'd be out there at the club a lot playing golf, and then he'd be back out on tour. And we got to travel with him, and it was awesome.
Was there the pomp and circumstances surrounding him as there is with today's players? Or did you guys did very many people come up to him or recognize him or anything like that back then?
Well, they did, but not so much, you know, back in the height of his career. More after his career, especially like at Augusta and other settings where he was very successful and people recognized him.
Well, he just didn't have the same Twitter following as some of the other guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. He wasn't a big social media guy back in the 60s. So, I mean, Palmer, you know, he was trending all the time.
He took it over.
Yeah. But your dad was kind of not.
And so. Jack really kind of jumped in too.
Oh, hey, we're gonna have some fun on the show. We thank you for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can find us on the platform formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. You can download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. And we appreciate you tuning in. We'll get it all started next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery.
head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Find out about the details on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course available for play now. The upcoming opening of the resort, including the Resort Center Hotel, featuring restaurants, spa, convention center, pools, shopping, dining, everything that goes along with the resort, and of course the PGA Tour coming this October. BlackDesertEvents.com for the tour information, BlackDesertResort.com for the real estate opportunities that are still there and selling out quickly. Black Desert Resort, thanks so much for their sponsorship. So many exciting things happening at Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, as we mentioned, what a great week, Bob, to be able to head out to Pinehurst. First of all, Pinehurst is, you know, I think it was Mike Wan that said, you know, it's been called, you know, the St. Andrews of the United States. And, yeah, and whether or not that's true, it does feel that way in the sense that golf is essentially built on that, in that town. That town is built around golf. And yeah, it's such a cool place. Anchor site. Now, we're going to get into all of that coming up, but what a neat place. And number two is special. That thing's a big golf course, which fits perfectly for a U.S. Open.
Yeah, it does. And you know what they've done to the golf course, how they've kind of revamped it to the original with all the eelgrass and all that kind of thing. Not a ton of gnarly rough that you would normally see in a U.S. Open, but there is a lot of stuff that you can hit your golf ball into and not have a very good lie to extricate yourself out of.
You're going to hear from, as we mentioned, many of the staff from the USGA, plus the defending champ, Wyndham Clark. And of course, we had to drop a little fly fishing question in with Wyndham we had a chance. So stay tuned. That's all coming up. We'll also get into our PGA Championship preview edition of the show coming up next week. Valhalla, once again, the host of a major championship. So many things have taken place at that golf course. We were fortunate to be there in 2008 when Captain Paul Azinger captained the U.S. team to a win, putting together that pod system and overtaking the Euros, which seemed unbeatable up until that point in time. It was simply all Europe, and Azinger captained an amazing team. Anthony Kim shined in that one for sure.
Everybody could. our good buddy Kenny Perry was on that team as well.
And his dad there in the overalls watching him and celebrating after. Yep. And speaking of Kenny Perry, oh, man, 1996 at Valhalla. Man, he thought that one was in the bag, but Mark Brooks had other ideas, and it ended up being a Brooks victory in a playoff. So tough one there for our guy Kenny Perry, as he was the hometown favorite. I mean, you know, he's there from Franklin, Kentucky. And Justin Thomas is a Kentuckian in his own right, so he will certainly be talked about. Rory McIlroy won back there in the last time the US the PGA was held there, which, of course, was in 2014, beat Phil Mickelson by a shot. We'll get into that and a lot of discussion around Rory and his, I guess, bid for getting back on the policy board that was rejected. Let me just ask you about that real quick. When you heard that news, what's your first reaction? Rory says he's cool with it, but it seems odd.
He's on a subcommittee now. He's on that subcommittee with Tiger Woods and all those guys that are going to be involved in the discussions and everything. But he's not on the policy board for both the for-profit and the PGA Tour policy board. First of all, if he wanted to be on it, why'd he give it up back in November? That's what I'm wondering about. And now he wants to get back into it. It feels like he's on the outside looking in. But you know what? They said, no, we're not going to have you there, but we'd rather have you here on the subcommittee.
Well, I'll tell you what I look at is from the Golf Digest, at least, report is that there were those that on that policy board that do not want to come to an agreement with the PIF. Yeah. And they want to let Liv go off and be their separate thing. They don't want to bring him back in. And Rory obviously has been very vocal about wanting to get a deal done. So that might have been some sort of a reason.
Well, and Tiger said that too as well, that he wants he thinks they could get something done. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how each of the guys and now all the investment fund and everything, how they all kind of decide whether they're going to work together and make that happen and allow PIF to come in as a main minority investor.
Well, the thing is you've got some pretty fresh wounds there still, right? And so if you have all these guys who left, caused all the chaos, are the richer for it, and then allowed to come back like nothing happened, there's going to be a lot of players that are not going to be okay with that. Now I get that they've got this equity position and whatever that they're, you know, handing out to the people that were, you know, loyal and have moved the needle for the PGA Tour and so on and so forth. But my question, Bob, is with the Strategic Sports Group and their $3 billion dollar investment, do they need to go and get PIF money? And I guess it comes down to two things. One, do you think they can stand on their own? Or two, do you think PIF is going to continue to pilfer the stars off the PGA Tour because they can simply offer them, you know, gobs of money that apparently even guys like John Rahm and his passion against it couldn't turn down, and just continue to pluck people until they bleed the PGA Tour dry? I think that's one consensus, that if you just leave everything as it is, that Liv's just going to bleed the PGA Tour dry with their unlimited PIF funds. And so why not shut this thing down, if you will, come to an agreement, bring them in, and then, you know, move on rather than continuing to try to fight a battle you can't win or try to ignore them in some way. I guess it's that's one that smarter people than me have to figure out, but there's definitely two potential outcomes depending on which road they go down with that.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, my thinking is, you know, I don't think that the players are too excited, and there are players that are vocal about it that are too excited about letting the guys that left back in or back onto the PGA Tour. Now, if they can work out a deal with the PIF fund, I understand that, you know, there could be some ways to be able to incorporate them back in and that kind of thing if they want to come back in. But as far as Liv is concerned, I think that portion is going to be on the outside looking in, and hopefully that the public investment fund won't open up its pockets as much as or won't open up their pockets at all if they can become a minority investor and like you said, pilfer the PGA Tour and try to take away more of their top players. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. The subcommittee that I mentioned is the sole player that's on it right now that is a player on the PGA Tour is Tiger Woods. And then you've got the commissioner and you've got a board chairman, Joe Gorder, John W. Henry of Fenway Sports Group, and director liaison, Joe Ogilvy, and Adam Scott. So he'll be on there too as well. But and then Rory will be on that subcommittee as well. And those are the guys that are involved with the negotiations that end up taking everything to the PGA Tour Policy Board as well as the board for the new for-profit portion of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That I guess it's a good sign that Rory still wants to be involved, even though he won't have a vote. But he'll try to assert his influence. Everybody knows he's very influential. He has that star power. I think Webb basically said, I think Rory could do a better job than I could here. But enough of the other members didn't want him on. But apparently there was enough that did that he's going to be in this transactional, subcommittee and work side by side with Tiger to try to do these negotiations, even though he doesn't have a vote. So, yeah, that's really interesting. All of this being done, there's too much... The way I look at it, there's too much organization and preparation pointing towards getting a deal done that I have a hard time seeing that a deal doesn't get done.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, it's almost like posturing right now to get everything in line so that when it does happen and everything does get going, that it's going to be something that happens probably relatively quickly.
Mm. Wow. In some people's minds probably couldn't come soon enough, but anyway, we'll see. We'll talk more about this and some of the other topics. Still got PGA Championship preview, US Open Media Day recap. We got a lot to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hi, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Mike Wan of the USGA. You're going to hear from Wyndham Clark, the defending champ. And also more on the commercial aspect around the John Padani with the commercial aspect around the U.S. Open. And An interesting clarification about the ratings. So many people want to talk about the ratings, the Sunday ratings being down 20%. John Padani's telling us that the four-day total was actually up 13% from last year. So really interesting.
That we'll get his thoughts. At the Masters.
Yeah, at the Masters, right. So there's this narrative that seems going around that golf is declining in interest when, in fact, probably more people watch the Masters this year than maybe ever before, especially given the available platforms that the Masters puts out. And it looks like the USGA is taking notes on that from some of the things that they've released. You'll hear about that coming up here in just a little bit. But before we talk more into the U.S. Open Media Day, as you and I were traveling out there to Pinehurst, we're paying attention to the Byron Nelson and the way that was finishing up. Taylor Pendrith was kind of on cruise control when Ben Coles, both players trying to win their first PGA Tour event, Coles starts tearing it up, goes back-to-back birdies, and takes the lead from Pendrith with one hole to play, a par five, thinking, man, Coles can make birdie easy on this thing, and it's going to require an eagle from Pendrith to be able to tie it up, right?
Right, yeah.
What ensued is what is so crazy about the game of golf. I mean, it is so cruel. So Coles goes for the green in two, and he comes up short, just short of the bunker in the rough. He's just got to pitch it up there, give himself a chance, make Pendrith make birdie at this point in time, right? And by the way, Pendrith's on in two, so he's got two putts for a birdie.
So, from about 40 feet.
Yeah, long ways away.
Yeah.
So Coles gets up there. He's all ready to go. And basically, chunks, whiffs, whatever you want to say, he muffed his chip.
Yep. He did not accelerate through the ball. Oh, that's for sure.
And all of a sudden the ball barely is hanging on the edge of the fringe or the edge of the rough with his feet almost in the bunker.
Yep.
And now he's got a really difficult shot. He chips that up there. And what did he have there? 5 feet, 6 feet, maybe?
5, 6 feet.
Eight feet, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. He would have loved it to been there in the first shot.
Oh, but that's what he would have
left it in that rough. Like you said, hanging there and his feet in the bunker and then hit it to that point for his fifth shot and needed to make it for birdie or for par. Bogey or par.
Yeah, fourth shot
needed to make it for par.
For par. And then Pendrith would have needed to make birdie in order to force a playoff.
Yep.
And he missed the putt.
He did.
And Pendrith tapped in and it was over for Pendrith wins. So it literally, the emotional roller coaster between Pendrith thinking, hey, I'm right there about to win my first PGA Tour event. Ben Coles comes flying up behind him and steals it. The deflation going to the last hole thinking, wow, I just totally blew it. It's so hard to win. And then all of a sudden Coles hands it right back to him. It blows my mind. Golf is cruel. But even as I say golf is cruel, golf is amazing because it was cruel for Coles. It was amazing for Pendrith. So that whole thing, it was just something that as you play the game, you have to feel for Coles and you also have to feel for Pendrith. And it's such a lesson. So many times you think, oh man, I am out of this thing. And yet you're not out of this thing. You
it's
never
not
know
over till it's over.
That's it.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you what's a time you played a lot of professional golf, a lot of tournaments, a lot of qualifiers. Was there a time when you either were on one side or the other on that thing where it felt like you were either out and then you were in, or it felt like you were in only to be heartbroken and find yourself on the outside? Are you? You're looking at Bob's laughing at me like, why? Why are you asking me this?
There's one that comes to mind. I was living in California at the time. I went to tour school. It was second stage to go to the finals, and I went to the back nine, and with about five holes to play, I was right on the cut line of being able to go to the finals for tour school, and I three putted two out of my last three holes. And I left to go get on an airplane to fly back to San Diego. And this was in Phoenix. And I got back to my house kind of early evening, called the golf course and said, what ended up making it? And they told me I missed it by a shot. And I promptly went outside and snapped my putter in half.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say you got home. And of course, this is well before cell phones or anything like that, or airplane internet or anything.
That's right.
I thought you were going to say you went home and found out you were in a 3-for-1 playoff, but you left. So you were.
I missed it by a shot.
You missed it by a shot and you flew home. That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I decided to look up and try to recall some of the examples on tour. And the first one that comes to mind, is it fair, Bob, that the first one that comes to mind is Scott Hoke at the 89 Masters?
Yeah, that's probably a really good one.
So I watched the video replay on that.
Oh.
The announcers, knowing what was going to happen, the way the announcers set that thing up, he's got this short tap in fact, they said a green coat. How about that?
A green coat.
He did. Set a green coat.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, they were obviously didn't have the same editors, you know, or guidelines back then. And then he said, oh, this putt's just like a whole career in one putt. And they're setting the whole thing. I'm like, no, stop. Just stop what you're saying. Like the whole thing was just like, wow. And they show Nick Faldo off to the side. And they're like, look how disappointed. Obviously well fought, but disappointed Nick Faldo. You know, they're in a playoff. They're in a sudden death. And so he goes up there and hits it like 5 feet by. Didn't even touch the hole. Oh, I mean.
It's crazy. It was shocking. Only like a 2.5-foot putt.
Yeah, barely over 2 feet.
Yeah.
He basically played the break and smashed it. You can't do both. You got to pick one or the other.
You think that was some nerves?
Yes, that's the whole point.
Yes, exactly. You know, the other one that comes to mind that is just like absolute crazy, Jan van de Velde in the British Open.
100%. See, this is one. Look, and I have a lot of respect for Ben Coles. He hasn't been there very many times. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus as a big choker, okay? I don't mean to
not
do that.
All.
Like, I'm not. Yeah. All I'm saying is when Johnny Miller talked about choking, that's when the nerves got the better of you and you didn't execute shots as you normally would because of the pressure, right? And that's kind of what it does to you. And so, again, not trying to pile on Coles, just simply saying. And you're right, van de Velde, Bob, van de Velde. I mean, the dude had a 3-shot lead with one hole to play.
That was brutal.
Coles had a 1-shot lead with one to play. Anything can happen there, but a 3-shot lead?
Yeah, exactly.
He made triple. You
know, and any time along that whole experience with van de Velde, if we would have just hit it into the middle of the fairway pitched out into the middle of the fairway, short of the burn, then hit it on the green and two putted and made a 5, it's over with.
I wonder if Paul Lawrie sends him like a bottle of scotch every Christmas or every July, whatever happens to be. Maybe he celebrates it every July. But if he doesn't send him something every year for the rest of his life, I mean, come on. How good.
Or champagne or something.
Something. Whatever he likes.
Another one?
I got a few here. That one. So okay. 2006 U.S. Open, winged foot. Phil Mickelson looking for his third major in a row. Fourth major overall.
Yeah.
And hits it off the tent. Okay, so hits it off the
tent. We were sitting in that tent.
I know. It was right there.
Week.
So we were, look, Bob, that was a bad mistake. Second mistake was he tried to pull off the Phil the Thrill shot with a fairway wood, slicing it underneath a tree branch, caught the tree, went down 25 yards in front of him. Then he decides to go for Phil the Thrill Part 2 and plugs it in the back bunker. I mean, Unreal. Afterwards, he said, I'm such an idiot. Famous quote.
Yep. Yep.
Norman, 86 Masters. 96. Yeah. Sorry, 96 Masters. No, 86 yeah. Masters.
86, and Jack ended up winning.
Yep.
At 46.
And 96 was the six-shot lead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 86 one was and brutal. 96. That one was brutal. And he had frittered away that whole lead by the time they hit the back nine. It's crazy.
Speaking of back nine, how about Jordan Spieth taking a five-shot lead into the back nine in 2016?
See, and that makes me sick just thinking about that. And making that big number on the 12th hole. And Danny Willett ends up winning the golf tournament. That was crazy, too.
Doug Sanders, 1970 Open.
Championship. Yep. Yep.
You probably remember that a little better than I do. You were 10. I wasn't here yet.
I was 10. I was 10 at the time.
Yeah. Three footer on the final hole for par.
Yep. That was very Scott Hokish like.
So you'll like this. I was looking up some of these things to remind me and refresh my memory. And this one had one site that I found, they ranked them. Guess what the number one was? Biggest choke of all time.
Arnold.
Oh, Billy.
Arnold Palmer, 1966, and my dad. Final group, seven-shot lead going to the back nine, and my dad tied him.
Then beat him in a playoff.
Well, you got to think about the Masters and Roberto De Vincenzo.
Well, also. I thought about that, but that wasn't pressure. That was just a clerical mistake.
It was a clerical error, but it was absolutely a flip-flop from what you thought was actually going to happen.
Yeah, what a stupid I am, but
yep.
I just was like, that really wasn't the nerves with the club. That was just
I agree.
Bonehead scorecard thing. So a couple others that I have to throw in there. Let's see. Did I miss anyone? I guess the last one was the U.S. Ryder Cup team at Medina in 2012 with a 10-6 lead on the final day. Look, they only needed 4.5 points, and they couldn't get it done. And by the way, when I thought Ryder Cup, sorry, Hunter, but I couldn't help but bring up Hunter Mahan, Wales 2010, final group. The Ryder Cup is tied 13.5 each. And
speaking of chips,
he's chipping on the 17th hole. And
laid the sod over.
I watched that broadcast just again, and I just was like, oh, man, feel sorry for that dude, man.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? That whole scene, they let it's the final group. So the whole thing was surrounded back in the fairway, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been a bigger pressure cooker moment.
Yep.
And it's no wonder. But man,
who was on the bag for that? Do you remember?
For Hunter?
Yeah.
I don't.
He's a commentator now on NBC.
Oh, John. Was John Wood doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
John Wood was on the bag.
Oof. Tough. That's tough. Anyway, hey, you know what? Ben Coles, we feel for you. Congrats, Taylor Pendrith. Hopefully Coles gets in that winner's circle again real, real soon.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got to talk U.S. Open Media Day. We got some interviews and some thoughts about playing Pinehurst number 2. PGA Championship preview still ahead as well. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper, son of two-time U.S. Open champion Billy Casper, winning in 1959 at Winged Foot and 1966 at Olympic Club. And pretty cool to see your dad and his Hall of Fame locker at the new World Golf Hall of Fame there in Pinehurst, North Carolina, just across the parking lot from the clubhouse there at the Fame number 2 course. So really cool stuff. Always a great treat to celebrate the life and accomplishments and career of the great Billy Casper at these championships. This is the 124th U.S. Open Championship coming up June 13th through the 16th. And it's 25 years, the anniversary, since Payne Stewart won the U.S. Open there at Pinehurst in 1999. So really kind of some cool stuff. And we had a chance to be there at Media Day this last week as part of the preparation and get a chance to listen to some of the directors from the USGA and those that are involved, including the defending champ, Wyndham Clark. And the first guy we got a chance to talk to, the head man himself, Mike Wan.
You obviously a lot of enthusiasm about being here at Pinehurst, 39 days to the U.S. Open. This anchor site, can you just kind of take us through why and what that means for the USGA?
Yeah, in simplest terms, I don't think the fans think about it, but we actually change locations every year, right? So what had been happening at the USGA is we would go have a U.S. Open at Winged Foot, for example, and we'd say it's great, and 30 days later we'd do a recap and all the things we wish we'd have both done. And then we're gone for 10 years. And you show up 10 years later and it starts all over again. So by actually sitting down with a few sites and saying, what if you knew we were coming? What if over the next 30 years you knew how many times we were coming, what we were doing? We could invest, they could invest, in many cases like North Carolina, the state and county and city can invest in a much better championship. So for us, these anchor sites are us giving a commitment so that we and they can be more committed to even bigger and better. So you're going to see it when we start showing up at these places and you'll go, wow, what happened here at Oakmont? Well, what happened at Oakmont is Oakmont knew we were coming pretty regularly. We knew we were coming, and we did some things together. Just like when you see the amphitheater we're building here in 18, that comes from knowing you're coming and know you're coming back.
So how many and how often are you going back to these anchor sites?
Now, they all differ a little bit, but I would say in most cases you can pretty much count on us once a decade, you know, for these ones we've talked about, you know. And it wouldn't shock me if there'd be another name on that list before it's all said and done. The real difference between sites we play on a regular basis, you know, maybe we play somewhere every 12 or 15 years, and an anchor site is – is not us just being committed to the U.S. Open. It's us being committed to the game together. So if you listen to Tom Pashley today talk about it, it's not just U.S. Opens. It's U.S. Women's Opens. It's women's amateurs. It's men's amateurs. It's junior events. We feel Pinehurst is a partner with USGA in lifting the game, not just a partner with USGA in lifting the U.S. Open.
1,000 championships. I mean, very historical. What does that mean here, especially in, you know, playing here, what, the 25th anniversary of Payne's win as well?
It's embarrassing to admit that until we had somebody count them up about a year ago, we didn't realize we had 1,000. And what's even more embarrassing is that we didn't realize that we had Newport coming on 1,001. You would love to think that somebody sat down 12 years ago, but Newport is one that we couldn't play during COVID time. We wanted to get back to. So the fact that we're hitting redo and we're going back to Newport as 1,001 is pretty amazing. But what it really means is 1,000 times the USGA has changed lives. You know, it's as you listen to Wyndham talk about his win, it didn't change his game. It changed his life. You know, it changed his career. It changed his legacy. And that's what these championships are meant to be. It's meant to be the greatest opportunity for to test your game against others, and the kind of champions that will change your life, not just change your game.
Mike, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. CEO of the USGA, Mike Wan, there at Media Day, and so many things he talked about. We'll unpack those as we go along, but we shifted quickly right next to him. Had a chance to chat with John Padani, the chief commercial officer for the USGA, and he handles advertising, television, everything that goes along with it to make it profitable. And this is our conversation with John.
John Padani joining us. Yeah, I found it's really interesting when you talk about the numbers in viewers and how you measure that. What kind of a challenge do you face with fans and people consuming media so differently these days?
Yeah, you basically just have to evaluate every platform that we, you know, present the coverage and get a sense then overall year to year whether people are engaging, how they're engaging overall, and whether there are some differences and shifts. So, I was making the comment that you just can't look at a Sunday number and say the Masters is hurting this year when over the course of 4 days they were up 13%.
So you've introduced some things with the app as far as the way viewers can see what's going on, not only on the leaderboard, but other things, and the new toggle switch. Yeah, Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're excited about that because what we find is people go to the leaderboard, and they kind of want to keep that up because, you know, you see leaderboard shifts and changes. But if they want to flip around or watch streaming coverage, sometimes they got to flip off, you know, back and forth. Now you can pull that up in a showcase mode right on the app or right on the web, and you can still be able to scroll up and down the leaderboard, or you can change out your streams and keep all that on the screen at the same time. So I think that'll make the user experience a lot easier and allow you to have basically the best content at screen personalized for you. You know,
you mentioned that you're aware of some of the complaints of break-in coverage, whether it's commercial interruption or what have you. Maybe address some of those things that you're, the steps you're taking in trying to make it the best viewing experience possible.
Yeah, so we're working with NBC. We're looking at every aspect and trying to figure out where can we limit the amount of interruptions. So that'll involve us cutting back on some of the promos we do from the USGA standpoint. It will involve a significant cut in NBC's promotions. It will involve doing more promotion on screen where we're not cutting away from golf. And it'll be fewer breaks over the course of the 4 days on the linear coverage. And then lastly, we'll have options on the digital tier. If you just don't want to see as many interruptions, you can watch the Sky Feed, you can watch All Access on Peacock, and they'll have even fewer interruptions during their coverage.
But you got to also balance the idea that purses continue to go up and costs continue to rise. Like, so, I mean, from your standpoint, you're balancing that, right?
Absolutely. And we're in an agreement that runs through 26. You know, we in a future rights agreement, we may look at even different models where we're working within the model we have today that works for us financially and works for NBC financially. So there's an economic reality to that. And one of the things we've done just to kind of level set is we've evaluated the commercial interruptions in other sports, looked at the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and honestly, the number of minutes that we have interruptions is less than those other sports. But it's gotten some attention in golf, and I think part of it is because we don't have natural breaks. We don't have timeouts. We don't have an end of a quarter kind of thing, and we're live coverage throughout, so people feel more interrupted, even though we actually have less commercial time than those other sports.
That's interesting. Can you list out some of those numbers that you shared with us as far as number of hours and all of that, the coverage that will be available for golf fans for the U.S. Open?
Sure. So 47 hours of linear coverage over the 4 days between NBC, USA, and Peacock. I believe it's 22 hours of NBC coverage alone. Then Live From will have 36 hours of coverage across Golf Channel and Peacock. So in total, when you count the digital streams, over 200 hours of coverage of the U.S. Open.
And how does that compare to, like, past Opens? Is that increase? Is that going to kind of where you've been?
I think it's a slight increase for an East Coast. When we're on the West Coast, they can extend the Live From hours further. And we actually even have a little more time going into prime time. But it's up there among the highest number of hours of coverage we've ever had.
That's fascinating. Thank you for sharing some of the insights. We'll look forward to the Open.
Okay, thank you.
John Padani is the Chief Commercial Officer for the USGA. Some really interesting stuff there and some good news if you dislike all of the interruptions. Before we talk more about that, we had a chance to visit with the defending champ, Wyndham Clark, there at Media Day.
So the big question is since winning the U.S. Open, has it really hindered your fly fishing opportunities? That's the big question.
It has. I have not. I have only fished like twice, and I'm looking forward to when I get to go again, which might be this July and then a lot in the fall.
Yeah, nice. When you talk about winning the U.S. Open, I know a lot has been talked about, could you pinpoint one thing, like, this is what you have to do, this is what I relied on? I mean, some of those short pitches and stuff, par savers, can you just talk about what kind of the grind of winning?
I mean, there's so much in the U.S. Open. I would say, you know, especially last year and then this week in particular, you really have to make the putts, probably this, you know, 6 to 10 footers, and they're usually for par. I felt like I made a lot of those, and that's maybe overlooked a little bit in that U.S. Open. They obviously look at my up and downs and, you know, the club twirls or some of the other stuff, but you know, early in that round, I made a lot of 6 to 8 footers for par, which is huge. So that's probably the biggest thing. And then, you know, obviously short game. You're not going to hit every green at the U.S. Open, and you're actually probably going to hit less than maybe you would at a normal tournament. And so to have the ability to get up and down is huge to keep the momentum going.
What are your thoughts about this golf course? You had a chance to play it, and it's been a while since you've been here. But what do you like about the setup, and what do you think about, you said 18 holes are just phenomenal holes on this course.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, it has more of a feel of a little bit like an Open championship, mm-hmm. because it is going to be so firm and fast, and there's going to be a lot of getting on the ground and making sure the ball doesn't run off into bad areas. So that's has a lot of similar feel to that. And then around the greens, because you will have so many options like you do in Lynx golf, that makes it feel similar to where you could putt it, you could chip it, you could use a 3-wood, you could bump it with a 7-iron. So, you know, the course is so unique in that sense, especially for the United States, which is really fun. And then just, you know, the greens, having them be, you know, that upside-down bowl or turtle shell is – it, you don't see that very much anymore, and especially at big major championships. And so, you know, it's gonna be hard for us. This golf course is probably gonna make us look not as good sometimes as maybe that we are. But you know, it's kind of fun because there's a lot of strategy involved.
So you mentioned to the players that you've wanted that iconic winning moment or make that putt to win. And I mean, it doesn't get more iconic than Payne Stewart here, right? They got a statue. I was surprised to hear you say that. You've won tournaments, you've won, you know, throughout your career, but it's just a rare thing to have that kind of a moment at a big event like that.
Yeah, you know, I think Tiger has done a great job at creating the dramatics and having a lot of those putts to win, and it's probably just because he had so many chances to win that he had more opportunities to do that. But it's funny, in college and as a pro, it seemed like I either had a multiple shot lead or I just had to par the last hole to win. And, you know, so I haven't had that big moment, and I'm really looking forward to it. I thought maybe the players making that putt and then maybe doing something in the playoff would have been that moment. But, you know, maybe it'll be here in a few weeks. It would be pretty awesome to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's not so bad to have a big lead or have to make a par on the last hole to win either.
Well, it's way less stressful, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Last thing I was going to ask you, do you take any similarities at all between LACC and what you see here?
Yeah, no, actually, this is very similar. I mean, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that doesn't mean I'm going to win or you know, play good here. But as far as looking at it, it has similar feels. There's not high rough. It has kind of the fescue native looking grass. It has a lot of runoffs that LACC had as well. So as far as if you're looking at just where the green grass is, yeah, it has a lot of similarities to LACC.
Cool. Hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That was Wyndham Clark, and of course we had to start with some fly fishing talk. He said he's going to get some of that in now that he's got a little bit more time this fall, but really enjoyed visiting with him and appreciate him being there. And, you know, in all the media days that we've done over the years, it's very rare that the defending champ actually comes in person. So it did work out with Charlotte being just down the road for this week's Quail Hollow event, but nevertheless, pretty cool stuff. Biggest things that stood out to you, Bob, listening to those interviews?
Well, I think, first of all, with the USGA and their anchor sites, Mike Wan was talking about that. You know, Pinehurst is going to host the U.S. Open five times before 2050. Pebble Beach will be another one. It's going to host it four times. And then also Oakmont will be hosting the U.S. Open four times before 2050. So, and then, you know, you've got some other places like Shinnecock and Oakland Hills and that kind of thing that are a couple times, but those, it seems like those three are the anchor sites, and it's pretty cool that they're going to be coming back to those quite often.
It's, and I thought it was, he did a good job of setting it up to say, you know, if they know we're coming back and we know we're coming back, we can make some investments into the experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, like they talked about, there's underground, there's miles of underground, you know, water lines and electricity and different things that are run to spots so that they can better enhance the fan experience at those, almost like it was a permanent venue, like an arena or a stadium or something like that, right? So I think I love that they're investing in that. They know that the fan experience needs to continue to evolve and get better, and they're doing that. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. The other thing is how about the 1001 going back to Newport where it started after a 1000th championship there at Pinehurst. So that was pretty that was pretty cool stuff. And then of course, lots to unpack from. Look, if you don't like the interruptions, there's options for you. They even said they're throwing out, go watch the sky feed. I do find that interesting that in the U.S. they're saying, hey, go throw the sky feed, when, of course, they have rights with NBC. So anyway, lots to talk about. We'll continue to do that. Stay tuned. The Back Nine, hour number two, is coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days.
days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A federal appeals court has rejected Hunter Biden's request to throw out felony gun charges against him. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals rejecting his challenge to the charges on procedural grounds, saying that it was the improper time for them to take up such an appeal. That ruling now opens the door for Biden to stand trial in the case, which is set to begin on June 3rd. Biden will next appear in court on May 24th for a pretrial conference. President Joe Biden isn't making anyone happy in his handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah.
Biden has been a huge supporter of Israel, but finds himself at odds with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over continued offensive moves. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that shouldn't come as a surprise to the Israeli government, as they have understood for some time now the implications a major Rafah offensive would have on the future of American arms shipments. Adult film star Stormy Daniels wrapping up her testimony about her alleged encounter with Donald Trump. She denied allegations that she embellished what happened for her own gain and said the entire experience had a very negative effect on her life. Trump has denied any encounter took place. The former president is on trial for allegedly falsifying business records to hide the reimbursement of a hush money payment his then attorney Michael Cohen made to Daniels. Donald Trump's attorneys once again moving for a mistrial and asking the judge to modify a gag order. Judge Merchan denied both motions. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The man accused of helping steal and damage the bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson in Wichita, Kansas, has pled guilty to the charges against him. Ricky Alderete, 45, from Wichita, admitted to helping steal the statue from the Jackie Robinson Pavilion. That statue discovered dismantled and burned in a trash can. The judge telling Alderete the maximum sentence is just over 19 years in prison, and he could fine him over $41,000. Sentencing is scheduled for July 1st. The Planet Fitness $10 a month membership plan going away for new members. The company hiking that monthly fee for the first time in more than two decades. Planet Fitness will raise the price of its classic membership from $10 a month to $15 a month for new members starting this summer. That classic membership gives you access to one location. Planet Fitness's $25 monthly Black Club membership offers more location access and perks. That fee will not get raised, at least not yet. A 34-year-old homeless woman made her own home in a Michigan supermarket's rooftop sign, complete with a mini desk, flooring, clothing, a pantry of food, a printer, and a houseplant. She told police she had been living there just a little over a year. She has been relocated. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you again, and welcome in to hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. You know him, you love him. His dad, Hall of Famer, Billy Casper, two-time U.S. Open champ. So cool to be back there at the USGA headquarters now in Pinehurst and the new World Golf Hall of Fame. Come on, Bob. Your dad was on, what row was it called? Superstar or something like that?
Superpowers.
Superpowers.
Yeah, Superpowers. It had Arnold and Jack and Gary Player and my dad and Lee Trevino. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is cool. Come on. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. And then it had, you know, they were set up like in a locker. And so it had a bunch of his stuff, Ryder Cup money clips, old irons that he used to play. I think those were the irons that he played for the first 13 years of his career in golf. And then it just talked a little bit about his record and what he was able to do, a picture of him and that kind of thing. So that's the first thing I did when I walked in there. I started looking and went right there and took some pictures of it, sent it to my kids and said, "Hey, this is your grandpa. This is your papa, man. This is kind of cool stuff."
Super cool stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what your dad accomplished in a Hall of Fame career. 51 wins on the PGA Tour, the two U.S. Opens, the 1970 Masters, the flawless Ryder Cup and record-setting Ryder Cupper for the U.S., and winning captain and the winner of the Distinguished Service Award from the PGA of America later in life. So so many different things. Just awesome. One of the best players ever to play this game. And you're listening to his son right here for 25 years on Real Golf Radio. It's been a pleasure. So we're going to talk more about our experience there. And if you are going back to the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, the new Hall of Fame right across the parking lot will be open. And you can tour that and have the experiences there, which is super neat. We're also going to get into our PGA Championship preview. The caddy's expected to join us as well. He's been out at Pinehurst all week. So, yeah, we got a little U.S. Open PGA hybrid going on. But the PGA is – there's a lot of storylines into the PGA, namely Rory McIlroy. Rory's in the news for different reasons this week at Quail Hollow with his position on the board and all that kind of thing, or lack thereof, and the subcommittee and blah, blah, blah. But Rory last won his last major at Valhalla 10 years ago. And so he returns there. And by the way, forecast, Bob, looking wet. So that's the way it was when Rory beat Phil by a shot back in 2014. We'll get into all that straight away as we continue here on the back nine. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 6-1, visit staples.com/print for details.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all the details on the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, which will be hosting the PGA Tour in the FedEx Cup, in the FedEx Fall Series. Also, the LPGA to come in 2025. So a lot of good things happening around Black Desert Resort. There's exclusive real estate opportunities available as well. And if you want more on the PGA and LPGA Tour events, go to blackdesertevents.com. Thanks for joining us. Hey, you know what? We had an opportunity to go down and play at the U.S. Open Media Day. We're going to get into our PGA Championship preview, but that was a treat. We started on 17. Started on 17, the par three.
Yes, par three.
And that was, you know, they have range closed because of all the infrastructure going on. So we hit a few balls into the net, and then you roll up to 17. And we played the Blue Tees, which is not the U.S. Open. So just to give you an example, the Blue Tees play just under 7,000 yards, and the U.S. Open plays nearly 7,600 yards. So
yes,
it's a significant difference. On 17, for instance, it's 205 on the U.S. Open tees. It was 185 for us.
Yes.
Well, 17 is one of those where you're standing on the tee box thinking, huh,
where am I going to hit this thing? And it, where do I aim this?
Like a 5 or 6 iron in your hand, and it's like, there's not a good spot to miss this one. Bunkers
no.
Right, bunkers left, bunkers long. Yeah, it's something else, I'll tell you what. And
swales, rolls off. Yep.
Yeah, so we took mulligans on that hole. We each hit two shots. Yep. I ended up in the front, the left bunker on the first one, and the front bunker, or first front bunker right on the first one, left bunker on the second one. The caddy said I should play the left bunker.
Yep.
So I did, but I'd missed the comebacker, so made bogey on that hole.
I would have played the right bunker.
You would have?
Yeah.
It would have just
had a lot more room.
But it would have run, it was running away from you, that shot, right?
It was running away from where you played it, too.
That's Pinehurst. Where is it not running away from you, right? That's the whole point.
I hit one in the bunker with my first one on the right, and then I hit a 6-iron right to the middle of the green.
That was a nice shot.
Yeah. It's weird. I mean, you aiming that far away from the flag.
Yeah.
And ending up with like a 20-footer.
18 for the U.S. Open will play 450, and we played it at 415.
Yeah.
That was one first driver of the day.
And it's uphill. Uphill dog leg right slightly, and it was into the wind for us too.
Yeah, it was. I hit a terrible drive. Literally first swing of the driver of the day, and it was in the trees. Just pitched it out. But it actually did me a favor because it left me at like 100 yards, 100, I don't know, just around 100 yards. To hit into that, so I think I hit my lob wedge in there, and I didn't have any clue how steep that was going up to that hole location. But they had a set for the Payne Stewart putt, and they had a little coin down that showed you where Payne putted from, and you could stand there and do the pose and take a picture. But then you've got the deuce right behind it, the patio where everybody's sitting there eating that have played or waiting to play or whatever. So I'm only 100 yards out, so I'm kind of close to him. I hit a shot in right at the flag, comes up about 15 feet short, and everybody applauded. And I was like, did not expect that. That was kind of cool, right? That was. I'll be honest. And then you tell them about you missed the green to the right?
I missed the green to the right. So I hit a drive, and I hit a pretty decent up the left center of the fairway. I had 215 into the hole, uphill into the wind, and hit 5-wood. And missed the green to the right, but chipped it, pitched it up, carried it onto the green into a little bit of a, like a false front, and it bounced up, hit a little hard, bounced up, hit the flag, and stopped about 4 feet above the hole. Yeah, right.
Well,
missed it just low, and it went 20 feet past.
That was unreal.
Because it was sitting up there on the side of a slope.
By the way, that doesn't stay up there in the open, right?
No.
It'll come all the way back down.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I hit the putt that hard, too, and then it just kept trickling 20 feet.
Everybody's sitting around going, oh.
So, but yeah.
It was a cool experience.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I had four birdies on the day. I birdied the first hole, which I felt pretty good about that. Good drive, good shot, made the putt. The sixth hole, made the two. Hit a five iron to about, 8 feet? Oh, it was 8 feet, 2 inches because I won the KP.
Yeah,
and
right.
Not rolled it in, made the birdie. And the caddy told me that if you make a two anywhere on number two, you go into the Deuce, which is the restaurant there, and they will, you tell them that, show the card, and they'll give you a coin to commemorate the two. So yeah. I got one of those, which was pretty neat. And then birdied eight, the par five, and then got a birdie on 16, the par five. So,
yeah.
So it was fun. I mean, it's a tough golf course. I think in the conditions we played it in, it was very fair.
Yes.
I think the conditions the tour guys are going to find it in is going to be require a lot more precision and more talent and different shots than what I can even come close to even knowing about, let alone executing. So.
I agree. Yeah, the fifth hole. You know, we went back on the fifth hole to play that par five, and it was probably about
it's 580 back there.
Yeah, it's like 580, but. Then we looked up and we went further and further and further and further back, another three sets of tees further back than we were. And it was crazy to see how far back that hole played with those extra tees going back.
Because we were 70 yards closer. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's a beast crazy. Of a hole. Dog leg left.
Yeah.
Got to fit it in there. Fairway rolling, sloping hard right to left down into those bunkers.
Yep.
And Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good course to watch, and it was a fun experience. The caddies were great. Overall, it was super cool. And then we had a little reception. We had, got to check out the Hall of Fame, as we mentioned, the new headquarters there, Golf House, and then of course beforehand the press conferences and all the things. Mm-hmm. It just got you pumped up. They're doing some good things. USGA's got some good things happening around these championships, and I love that they've invested into these anchor sites. Because it's, I think that's one of the cool things that the British Isles have done, where they've got the Rota.
The Rota, correct.
And so if you're going to make a trip over to the UK, you can play the Rota. You can, most of those courses, you can go on play, and they're the Rota courses. Well, those courses probably really appreciate the tourist aspect of it, people wanting to play there. And I think these anchor sites will enjoy that same thing. Let's go play the US Open Rota courses, so... It's interesting, though, there's only three of them right now, Pinehurst, Oakmont, and Pebble, and
yes.
I believe Juan said that he wouldn't be surprised if there was one more dropped in there.
Well, and you think about one more being dropped in there and one that's being played, two times before 2050, and that's Shinnecock, and Shinnecock was one of the original courses with the USGA. So maybe that's going to be one of the ones that's going to be part of everything.
Maybe. I kind of think maybe Oakland Hills might be making a push for it.
Could be.
So,
yep, the beast.
Yeah, the monster.
Yeah. The monster.
Yes, your buddy Steve Jones won there back in 96, I believe.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Beat Davis Love.
Yeah, so really cool. When we come back, Valhalla, PGA Championship preview. Rory McIlroy, site of his last major championship. Can you believe it's been 10 years since Rory got a major?
Wow.
It's unbelievable. We'll recap that a little bit. We'll talk about the other events there, the golf course, and, what does it look like? What does a PGA championship winner look like at Valhalla? We'll review the last 10 PGA champions and why you might be wanting to put your money on a live player. We'll talk about all that coming up next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Back after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. A look ahead at next week's PGA Championship at Valhalla. Great memories of going to Valhalla for the 2008 Ryder Cup. And, you know, they did a nice job with kind of spoiling us. They took us over to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, and they made us up a bat. They had us write our signature down, and they engraved our signature onto the bat. I mean, there were some cool things around that.
Yeah.
Spent some time with Kenny Perry, who lives just down the road, and I remember we got held up one day. We were trying to leave the clubhouse, the media area, and go down to the first hole, and we were not allowed. A bunch of black suits because the President of the United States was coming through there, and you had to wait. So I'll never forget that.
Yep.
So lots of neat things that went on there. When you think about Valhalla, Bob, big golf course.
Yes.
Lots of room to hit it. Some pretty long carries, some iconic holes. I think there's an island green in there as well. So lots of things. And the first thing that comes to mind outside of that Ryder Cup is Tiger Woods, Bob May battling that out. It was an ultimate David and Goliath right there in 2000, right?
Yeah, that playoff was pretty interesting. You know, it was a three-hole aggregate playoff, and Tiger Woods made that first putt on 16 as he was chasing the ball to the hole and pointing at it and all fired up. I think, in fact, that was the last PGA Championship that Jack played. Is that correct?
He
and Tiger played together in the first two rounds?
Could have been.
Yeah. So
yeah, because Jack said goodbye to the U.S. Open that year in 2000 as well.
Yes. Yep.
At Pebble Beach.
So yeah, pretty cool stuff, and it's had some great events played on it so far. The Ryder Cup was phenomenal, which was amazing to see Paul Azinger and how he got the crowd and the city and, you know, the pods and that kind of thing. He wanted to be Ryder Cup captain again the next time, and nope.
Sorry. Yeah, I still don't understand that, by the way.
I don't either, especially after winning.
Yeah.
So, yep.
In 2014, the most recent PGA Championship, as we mentioned, Rory McIlroy beat Phil Mickelson by a shot. You remember they decided to do a long drive contest on the Wednesday practice round or something like that just to have some fun. And Bubba Watson, who had earlier that year hit the longest drive recorded on the PGA Tour, like 454 yards or something like that, refused to participate, saying he was there to win a championship, not a contest.
Yep.
And so when he got to the contest hole, even though everybody hit driver there, and he was going to hit driver in the tournament, he pulled out a 3-iron and hit it down there and just walked off. So, I mean, I don't know how you don't love Bubba. How do you not love Bubba? I mean, he's so endearing, you know, and those kind of things. So, yeah, I mean, that was a classic Bubba move right there. What do you say? So, defending champion, Brooks Koepka. I said going to break, maybe you want to pick a live guy. When, you know, I think his win at Oak Hill last year was kind of unpopular. We were right there as he came down the stretch. Everybody was cheering for Scotty Scheffler and Victor Hovland to chase him down and, you know, to knock him off and no, don't let him win, all that kind of stuff. It was very much a pro PGA Tour crowd. And, you know, when he won, it was, we talked about this after last year, it was a courtesy clap. And people were like, yeah, I mean, it was an amazing thing you did, but we're still ticked that you broke up the PGA Tour and you did what you chose to do, blah, 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 right? A lot of water under the bridge since that point in time. But Scotty Scheffler shot 65 in that final group. Hovland shot 68. They finished tied for second. Rory shot 69, tied for seventh. He couldn't chase him down. Michael Block stole the show. From a fan perspective, tied for 15th. He had that ace. The place went crazy. It was a Block party, and it continued on pretty much the rest of the summer. And I'm sure we'll get a heavy dose of Michael Block coming up next week. Bryson DeChambeau, by the way, opened with a 66. He led after the first round. Does that sound familiar? Anybody?
Yes.
Just saying. Does that sound familiar? So some of the things to think about. But when you start looking at the last 10 PGA championships, and I'm a champion winners, I'm going back to Rory in 2014. Okay, here at Valhalla, Jason Day, Jimmy Walker, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka again, Morikawa, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka again. So when you look at Koepka having won three of the last six PGA championships, I mean, he joined an elite crowd of players that have won four or more, including Tiger and Jack. So He's coming off of a win on LIV.
Yep.
Scotty Scheffler's still, you know, as we're speaking, still hoping a baby's coming. And, you know, hasn't been playing golf for a couple of weeks. I don't know. I don't know who you... Rory is playing well this week, which is nice to see. Hopefully he can ramp up. He got that team win with his buddy, you know, there in the Zurich. But those are the guys you look at that might be able to chase him down. But I think Brooks Koepka, in my mind, Brooks Koepka is the guy to beat next week.
Well, and the way he plays in major championships and the way he's been able to go back-to-back in major championships, U.S. Opens and PGA championships, definitely he has got to be one of the top guys on the list. Depending on how Rory finishes out the weekend, you know, this is a golf course he's won on before. He likes this golf course. I think he's got to be up there. And I'm always going with the sentimental favorite and the career Grand Slam. I'm going with Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, he's got one more to do it. You know, Jordan did miss the cut at Valhalla back in 2014, but that was a year before he went on his run in 2015. So, you know, tough to say. Last year at the PGA Championship, I had this up a second. Let me see if I can pull him up. Jordan tied 29th last year at Oak Hill. Mm. Shot 5 over par. 73, 72, 71, 69. It's got a little better every round, but just not quite good enough. John Rahm tied for 50th last year, by the way, if you want to look at some of these other notables. Xander Schauffele tied 18th. Had a 67 in the final round. That was his only round in the 60s for the week. Patrick Cantlay tied for 9th. Rory McIlroy, as I said, tied for 7th. Scheffler tied for 2nd. Guys missing the cut that were of note. Wyndham Clark, he was on the radar last year. And Sam Burns, Ricky Fowler, Brian Harman were some of the guys that missed the cut last year at the PGA. Tony Finau finished tied 72nd. Justin Thomas tied 65th. Max Homa tied 55th. So anyway, some of the notables out there. It was Scotty and Victor that were really the ones that had a chance. And Victor Hovland, he's disappeared. That guy's kind of, you know, he's down some rabbit hole on his swing right now.
Yeah, and that really blows me away, especially with the way he finished off the year last year with the win in the playoffs and then also winning the Tour Championship. You know, he tried once before to do something with his swing to try to hit it right to left and realized that that's not what's best for him with his golf swing because he's a left to right hitter, and had this great year last year. And then now he comes out the beginning of the year and he's trying to switch things up again. Didn't feel that his golf game was good enough. And yet what he went three times last year. So it's crazy. And now he's kind of off the charts. He hasn't shown in any play so far. And it's just not hitting on all cylinders. So it's kind of crazy that he would make that change.
Last year, Brooks Koepka led after the third and fourth round and obviously won, but he was tied for sixth in fairways, tied for fourth in driving, tied for 29th in greens, and first in putts. You start looking at some of that, you know, Scottie Scheffler was tied for fourth in fairways, second in driving, third in greens, but tied 31st in putts. Remember, he just was back when he was struggling with that putter. That doesn't seem to be a problem anymore. So put that all together and, you know, watch out for Scottie if he's still got all that going for him. Bryson DeChambeau was number one in driving. No surprise, hit at 330.5. Second in greens. So he's number one in driving, second in greens, tied for 36th in putts, unfortunately, and tied 9th in fairways. So he played really well last year, but just tied for fourth. So there you go. Yep. Some of the things to look for next week, Bob. CBS has the coverage. ESPN has the coverage. There's going to be a lot on ESPN Plus and ESPN and CBS. There's going to be wall-to-wall coverage. You can watch as much as you want. This one's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, also make sure you get the app for the PGA Championship. You can watch on that as well as online streaming. So, the majors are the ultimate in the game of golf. And this is the second one of the year, the PGA Championship. It's going to be fun. This is a golf course that a lot of people will have known because they've seen it before. It's going to play par 71. It's going to be about 7,500 yards, 7,500 yards. It's going to be a tough test, but as the PGA always sets up their golf courses, they set them up a little more generous off the fairway or on the fairways, a little bit wider, and they just let the guys go out and play. And if there's any kind of moisture and that kind of thing, you gotta recognize that this golf course is going to get chewed up by the best players in the world because they will be throwing darts.
Coming up next, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. We'll continue this conversation. We'll see who the caddy likes as we continue here on a PGA preview of Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing our PGA Championship preview and looking at the U.S. Open a little further ahead as well. A man that was there on site with us and then has been there, continued to do and work for the yardage books for the U.S. Open at Pinehurst all week long. You know him, you love him. He's America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour. While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper, here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
You know what's always an exciting day? When you have an opportunity to be with the caddy in person.
Yes.
And we reached out to the bat phone, summoned the caddy to new USGA headquarters in Pinehurst, just across the parking lot from number 2 clubhouse. And we followed him. It was almost like, you know, like the news media. We were up on the second level overlooking on the veranda. And we could see his car pulling in. There he is driving in. There he is parking. Here he comes. And I ran down the stairs. It was like Chariots of Fire. Kind of like ran into his arms. We embraced. No, actually, I grabbed a lemon bar and embraced that while he walked in. I believe that's how it went. Caddy, good to see you last week, buddy.
It was just a special experience that is burned into my memory, and I will never forget it. It was, I think the last time we saw each other was in Cancun about 28 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
33, yeah, I think, actually. Yeah.
33 years ago?
Yeah. Okay. But we had a nice dinner.
Well, yeah, the dinners. I mean, the dinners are a given.
Wait, don't skip to the dinner. We literally were walking the halls of the new Hall of Fame. I mean, how fun was that?
Here's why you want the right people. You got to hang around the right people. If you're not the right person, you need to hang around the right person. We got to go through the new, what do we call this? The Golf
World Museum? Golf Hall of Fame.
Yep. The World Golf Hall of Fame. The new World Golf Hall of Fame. By the way, the facility here is just crazy nice. I mean, wow, right? The golf house, the World Golf Hall of Fame, right here at Pinehurst, number 2. And we got to go through it. It's not even open to the public yet, right? I mean, think about it, Brian Taylor. You've been up in the Champions locker room at Augusta. Who gets to do that? And yep, here we are walking around the World Golf Hall of Fame. And yeah, I mean, it's not even open to the public yet. In memory of George W. Bush, who is in the World Golf Hall of Fame, and I saw his golf bag there, I think we need to talk strategery on course number 2.
We will do that for sure. But here's my thought when I saw George Dub in there. Would it be easier to get into the World Golf Hall of Fame by becoming the president of the United States or becoming a champion golfer? I don't know.
Anybody can become president of the United States. You must have talent to become a professional golfer. You must have skill. And not anybody can do
it. And there it is. Yeah, there it is.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. So we went from the World Golf Hall of Fame to, hey, let's go grab something to eat, even though we had probably consumed plenty of calories there at the little reception after playing the number two at the media day. And then we went over to the Deuce, which is the little sports bar and grill right behind the 18th hole. Sat there on the veranda. I mean, what a cool setting. Watch the sun go down. The guy's out mowing the 18th green right there with all the grandstands. What a scene. What a sight, huh?
One of the great places to sit and have lunch after your round or pre-dinner or whatever. I mean, how good is that place to sit and watch the 18th green and people come in? You got the Payne Stewart statue over to the right. You've got a hundred and how many years of history sitting right in front of you that's barely changed. That is really cool. You must come play Pinehurst number two.
Agreed.
If you're a golfer, you must, but it's a must do. It's a must do.
Bob and I both had an opportunity to hit shorter shots into 18. I hit my drive into the trees, had to pitch out. So I had like a wedge in. And I hit a really good wedge right on line just underneath the hole. And everybody sitting there starts clapping. So I like take my hat off, you know, and joking around or whatever. But I'm like, well, that doesn't happen very often. And Bob was just off the green and he had a great pitch up in there and everybody clapped for him. And
hit the stick. Yep.
Oh, he did. He hit the stick. I forgot you did hit the stick. How good
I did
is that?
It. Yep.
What a thrill for the patrons. That was fun. It was fun. It's a cool experience. Cool golf.
But the best part about sitting there and sharing a meal, the Deuce Burger.
Oh, man.
That was good. That I highly recommend.
The Deuce Burger.
No doubt.
All right. Before we we'll lose our audience here, but I do recommend that as well. By the way, I did learn something. If you make a two on number two, anywhere on the course, you can take your scorecard in. They give you a little commemorative coin. So,
yeah,
I was able to pick that one up. That was kind of fun.
Also, we learned that if you happen to make a hole in one.
Oh, come on. That would have been
on the golf course, on any of the par threes, a hole in one. They give you the flag stick and with the flag on it.
You just take it right there.
You just take it right there.
Run off of the Ted Scott style.
And replace one. Yep.
That's awesome. Can you imagine?
That's flat out awesome.
Where do you put it? Awesome. Are you putting it in your front yard? Like, do you create like a little thing in your yard so that it's like this? Like
no, because somebody could steal it from your front yard.
Well, okay, maybe it's your backyard. Or do you put it inside? You like Hank? Do you put it across the wall somewhere? Where would your wife let you put a full size pin flag in
your
in
office?
The house?
In your office,
the full size pin flag in my office.
Yeah,
I guess it would probably fit somewhere.
Yeah, it'd fit.
Okay.
As Joe LaCava told me. After winning the Masters with Fred Couples, we stayed together the next week. He brought the flagstick and the flag from the 18th hole at Augusta into the condo. And he said, I'm driving this thing back to Newtown, Connecticut, planting it in my front yard and chipping balls to it.
See, I like that.
Yep.
I like that. That's cool. All right, Caddy, let's talk about the golf course. Number two, Pinehurst number two. Wow, it is a big, big golf course. What do you think of these kinds of U.S. Open venues versus the Wingfoot? I know you are a Payne. You like Payne at a U.S. Open.
Traditionalist, Caddy.
Do you feel like this kind of sandy, firm, fast is going to provide the Payne that you expect and hope for at a U.S. Open championship?
If they don't get unfortunate rain prior to the event, as they did at the last U.S. Open here, you will see the pain. Here's what's kind of interesting. I was discussing this with a caddy who's really good. How good? Well, he played in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst once, so he's really good. And he played back when there was rough and not the now sandy native areas that there are now off the fairways. And we were discussing that, and we said, you know what? How cool would Pinehurst be if you had 2.5-inch or 2-inch Bermuda rough that you could hit it out of, but it's a flyer on every shot? Think about that, Bob. Imagine hitting a flyer on every shot out of the rough at Pinehurst. It would be so much more difficult than it is now. Now, the reason I say that, when there was just thick rough, think about Payne Stewart's par on 18. What did he do? He drove in the rough. He had to wedge out and wedge on. that's how you played the course, period, when there was rough. With the native areas now, you have, I'm going to give it about a 50-plus percent chance that you actually have a very playable lie to hit a shot to the green. So it's easier than it was when there was rough. Because you just more often have a clear, clean shot off a decent lie than you could when there was high rough. If they change the nature, now we've gone back to restoring the course to the original design, which is what you want to do. But just, we were just saying, what if, you know, this would be the ultimate place to have flyer rough. Because if you hit it in the rough, you'd be like never making a par, basically. And the balls would be going 20 yards over some of the greens, and it would extract a lot of pain, which is what I'm looking for at the U.S. Open. I like a painful U.S. Open.
Yeah, the greens naturally repel with those types of lies. The greens are always repelling the ball and pushing it off. So, and then that's where you have difficulties, is trying to get that ball up and down from around those greens with the upslope, with the grain of the grass, all that kind of stuff, and then those mounded or turtleback greens.
It's speaking of the strategery, basically Pinehurst, in my opinion, you always have targets areas you're hitting to in the course where you're trying not to miss into a bad spot and things like that. Pinehurst, basically, you're hitting in about one or two places all the time on every hole for every pin placement. You're either hitting towards the front center of the green or the middle of the green with your zone, right? And no matter where the pin is, you're never really a green like 10, you're hitting a wedge and it's a wide green. Yeah, you're going more towards the pin side to side. But in general, I think the way to really play it doesn't actually take a rocket scientist. You just hit it right here, at the pin's in the front, and then you add it and hit it 5 yards further, the pin's in the back, in the center of the green all day, every day. There are, you could go beyond that a little bit if you're a pretty good chipper and you don't mind this stuff. Although it is extremely difficult to chip around these greens.
It is.
Bermuda-type grass, the club doesn't slide through it real well. It's easy to chunk it. That's why you see a lot of rescues putting from around the, you know, Todd Hamilton, Troon style. A lot of rescues putting up those surfaces. There are some places where you can miss a green and get it up and down, and it's not too bad. Behind the green on 13, it's the only green you can hit it over. You can hit it over 15 too with the back pin and be okay. But for the most part, you can't go over any green here at all. And so that's kind of the strategy of the approach shot. So I was thinking, now look, it appeared to me by feel that the fairways are a little tighter than they were in 2014. I got to look at the data. I did see some that were narrower on our map data versus 2014. 13 is definitely narrow up the left side, no question. Number one's a little narrower, but we're talking like 1 or 2 yards. But it's a wild visual, like we discussed. It's Pete Dye looks intimidating off the tee, and it's actually more open than you think, like Whistling Straits being a good example. Pinehurst actually looks pretty wide open off the tee for the most part. And then you get up there and it's like, wow, this is narrow where I just hit it. So you still have to drive it straight at this U.S. Open. But I think I could see Cam Smith playing real well here if he has a good, accurate driving week, because who's better around the greens? And these greens are pure. You can make every putt you look at on these things. They're difficult to putt, but they're pure. But I think it's a great course for Scheffler. Like, what's not a great course for Scheffler would be the next question. But just because he's such a good ball striker, and Teddy's, you know, they're smart about how they play. They know what they're doing. They're not going to make stupid mistakes. And I think it just works real well with his game, too. Really well with his game. And I think Valhalla fits it. I'm calling the early... Should I do it? Should I call the early?
Go.
Denny's? Should I call the Denny's? I'm calling the Denny's. Grand Slam could happen this year.
Whoa, wow.
The Grand Slam.
That's what you meant by the Denny's. Holy mackerel.
How about that? Yeah. Okay, now I jinxed him. Teddy's never going to talk to me again, so oh well.
All right, so you did segue into Valhalla. I do want to continue talking Pinehurst, but we have a month to do that. We only have a couple more minutes to talk about Valhalla before next week when we're in the middle of it all. So what obviously a different golf course. Still a big golf course in Valhalla. Rory McIlroy in 2014 beat Phil Mickelson by a shot. It was wet. Supposed to be wet again next week. Unfortunately, looks like rain's coming in. What is the test facing these players at the PGA?
Yeah, Valhalla is a big brute golf course. And you need to be a long hitter out there, especially if it gets wet. That was back in the day when Rory was winning all his majors, and every course until he got to the first Open Championship, they were all soaking wet, right? It was Kia was wet.
Yeah.
PGA wet. Congressional was soft. So it's you need to fly the ball a long way with your driver at Valhalla, period. It's a good course. It's very varied. Every hole's completely different than every other hole. I always like that. When no holes kind of melt together. Oh, is that six or seven? Is that? I mean, they're all very unique. You know what's wild is 17. You got to carry it like 264 to get to the fairway uphill. I mean, there's guys who might not reach that fairway from the back tee if they're from a wind or something, right? And but no, it's Valhalla just strikes me as a big, strong golf course. You got to be a long hitter there. So, especially if it rains. Uncomfortable caddy, Paul.
You put your hand up. I thought you were going to talk.
I was just letting you know there was
so
two.
Mark Brooks beat Kenny Perry in 1996 there. Tiger beat Bob May in 2000. The Ryder Cup was successful for the U.S. under Paul Azinger in 2008, and then you've got 2014, Rory beating Phil Mickelson. So Rory and Phil are bombers. Tiger, Bob May was obviously a bomber. Mark Brooks bashed it. No, I'm kidding. Bob May and Mark Brooks are the outliers there, so what gives?
Yeah, they were. I don't remember what the conditions were like when those events were held, though. Were they wet? I don't remember.
I don't think it was wet for Tiger in 2000.
No, it wasn't wet. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know it was wet for Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And look who finished first and second, two guys who fly their driver 300, right? So, yeah. Well, look, another thing we have to consider, a short-hitting tour pro like Mark Brooks back then flew his drive 255, and a long hitter flew his drive 275.
Mm.
It wasn't that much different back then on the spread. It's way different now. You've got guys who can fly at 320 like Rory and guys who can only fly at 285 like Brandon Todd. That's a big spread. That's a 40-yard spread. So it's more so now. Being a bomber back then was nothing. It wasn't as important as being a bomber now. Being a bomber now is a big deal.
Hey, caddy, Michael Block is going to – he stole the show last year, tied for 15th. Does he make the cut? Valhalla, give us your pick real quick. What's the Block pick?
I'm going to say he's going to be close to making the cut. But if I had to bet on it, he's going to miss it by one or two. I heard he shot 63 or 62 at Valhalla in practice last year, or maybe this year. Look, the guy, here's what I'm going to say about Michael Block. I think if Michael Block qualifies for the Champions Tour when he's 50, if he gets on it, he's going to be another Dana Quigley. Mm. He's going to win a ton of tournaments out there. He's going to be awesome on the Champions Tour because he's not a long hitter, but he hits it far enough. Obviously, you had to hit it pretty good distance at Oak Hill. That's a big boy golf course there. And I think he'll do fine. I'm just saying this because he didn't have a stellar performance at the Club Pro in Texas a week or two ago. He did okay. I think he finished like 25th or something. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, he wasn't winning it like he was when he went into he either won or almost won it the week before Oak Hill, right, last year. So he was hot going in. He's not quite as hot going in. So, but what do I know? I mean, I don't really know.
I like it.
I'm
good.
A fan.
That's good analysis. We're going to see lots of Block, no doubt about it. Caddy, thanks, man. Always good to chat with you. We'll be talking PGA next week. Valhalla. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, wrapping it up. PGA Championship next week. We're a month away from the U.S. Open. This is the great time of year in professional golf. Thanks to all of those who joined us. If you missed any part of the show, follow us on Twitter at Real Golf or X. And, of course, you can catch all of our experience from U.S. Open Media Day, our PGA Championship preview, and all of the rest there at Real Golf. For Bob Casper, Dave Glauser, our producer, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.